question, which no one can really answer today, still not today, I think. I mean, if we look, for example, in Scandinavia, they investigate a lot in these vegetable oils and make use of that, or bio-LNG, which is a hot topic for them. If you look in our sphere, still there's discussion ongoing, especially for inner waterway transport, if it comes methanol or ammonia. But all the investments plans so far really has been stopped as the barge operators, for example, even were in close discussions with the customers, huge customers like Shell, ArcelorMittal, where they transport a lot of goods for them. But in the end, if it comes to the investments, if it comes to the charter rates, and they have the plans to equip a new build with methanol or ammonia propulsion, and then see the rate change, the charter rates which go up, they stop the projects. And if there's no security in investment, the question still is unclear where and which kind of fuel will be used in future. So the plans are there, but the willingness to pay for the green transport option still is missing, and this is a bad sign, as far as I can see. So no direct answer, but a little bit reflections from the market, what we get from our association's members so far.
Can I follow up question? And